And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. California's Attorney General is suing the Trump Education Department, and the fight is over whether parents get told when their kid claims a new gender at school. Rob Bonta, the Attorney General, says federal officials haven't proven a single violation, but the DOE has warned that some California districts are breaking education privacy laws and nearly $5 billion in funding is on the line. Bonta is insisting that these gender support plans aren't education records. The left calls that privacy. Parents, they call it hiding things from mom and dad. Now to a story out of Alberta that's hard to even process. A 35-year-old named Michael Atwood, who goes by the name Alice, stabbed both of his children in their home last February, his 7-year-old son and 8-year-old daughter. The girl's injuries were so bad and her esophagus was severed so deeply that she was airlifted to one hospital, moved to another, and spent months on a feeding tube. Atwood was evaluated, then released on bail in under a week. He then posted on Facebook, quote, "Yes, I stabbed her," while at the same time brushing off all of the coverage. Prosecutors, they say, are seeking just 5.5 years. That's not justice. That's not even pretending it's justice. Sticking with the theme of protecting the vulnerable, Uber is finally banning drivers with violent felony convictions permanently, no matter how old the crime is. Up until now, in 22 states, drivers convicted of assault, stalking, or child abuse could get approved if the conviction was 7 years old. Murder and kidnapping were already disqualifying, so the bar was never what you'd call high. Most riders, well, they're just wondering why this wasn't a rule from the beginning. Yeah, me too. And in Winnipeg, city leaders tried to ban protests within 100 meters of schools, hospitals, and churches. Fines ran up to $5,000. But here's the twist. Union protests, they got a special pass. The Canadian Constitution Foundation threatened to sue, and the city folded. And to New York now, where Mayor Zohran Mamdani is asking residents to grab a shovel. The city is bracing itself for its first real blizzard in almost a decade. Up to 2 feet of snow and winds past 45 miles an hour are expected. And Mamdani told volunteers to show up at a sanitation garage with proper documentation and multiple forms of identification. Huh. This man is a card-carrying Democrat socialist. His crowd fights voter ID laws at every single turn, but clearing snow, well, that requires multiple forms of identification. And finally, Bayer wants to put its Roundup problem to rest. The company's proposing a $7.25 billion settlement to cover roughly 65,000 cancer lawsuits filed in St. Louis. Payments would be capped and spread over 21 years. And no admission of wrongdoing, of course. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do at FortisInstitute.org. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app, so these daily updates will come directly to you. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.